Reel 3, Profile of the Passing Years. Ladies and gentlemen, in just 24 hours this year in 1949, we'll come to an end. This is our last program of this year. What lies ahead, no man can tell. But did you ever stop to think that in the past 11 years that this program's been on the air, these have been the most eventful years in world history? Let me show you what I mean. Show you as we go back tonight on this, our last program of this year in 1949, and review the great events that have happened in each of the 11 years since this program first came on the air. We'll begin with the year that this program first began.
1939.
And the big song hit of 39 was...
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
Hitler invaded Poland. England and France sprang to Poland's defense. Italy came into the war. The French army stayed behind the Maginot Line. That year, one of the greatest athletes of all time died. His name was Douglas Fairbanks.
1940.
And the big song hit in 1940 was...
I'll never smile again until I smile at you.
France collapsed. The Germans rained bombs on London. Holland, Belgium, Norway, Denmark, they all fell. That was also the year that a former Indiana athlete was nominated for the presidency of the United States. His name was Wendell Willkie.
1941.
The world was in flames, and yet our most popular song of 41 was called...
I don't want to set the world on fire.
The Nazis rolled into the Balkans. Rommel was victorious in Africa. The British lifeline was threatened at Suez. The Allies were losing the war. And that was also the year that a great American baseball star died. His name was Lou Gehrig.
1942.
In 42, we were all singing.
I left my heart at the stage door canteen.
The Japs had bombed Pearl Harbor. We were in it now, up to our ears. The German armies were pounding at Stalingrad. And that same year, an American girl who'd made another girl into America's tennis champion was killed. Her name was Carol Lombard.
1943.
Remember the hit song of that year, As Time Goes By?
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Convoys were streaming across the Atlantic. D-Day was coming. Our Navy was turning the tide of battle. That year, an American sportsman was found alive on a life raft out in the Pacific. His name was Eddie Rickenbacker.
1944.
That year, 1944, Kate Smith had everybody singing.
God bless America, land that I love.
America had delivered the goods. We were bombing Germany. General MacArthur had stopped the Japs. The Allies were on the march everywhere. And that year, America's greatest polo player was killed. His name was Tommy Hitchcock.
1945.
People everywhere that year in America were singing.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places.
Germany's last desperate gamble was on. Then Germany surrendered. Japan surrendered. And yet we celebrated amid tears. For that year, a great champion died. A man who hadn't been a champion in any sport. And yet he was the greatest champion that sports have ever had. His name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
1946.
And the big song hit of 46 was...
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do.
Peace was here, the United Nations was born, and yet on Christmas Day of that year, a day of joy, many were sad. For that day, a man who began in sports and ended in comedy had died. His name was W.C. Fields.
1947.
Surely you remember 1947's great song hit.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Russia began devouring small nations. America took her stand against communism. The Marshall Plan was born. And that year, a great prize fighter died in the ring. His name was Benny Leonard.
1948.
And our big song hit of last year was...
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China.
Russia blockaded Berlin. Harry Truman won a great victory at the polls. And last year, the greatest baseball player of all time passed away. His name was Babe Ruth.
1949.
And this year we sang...
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger.
This year, a famous racehorse kicked himself to death in a plane over the Atlantic Ocean. Auto crashes killed America's racing driver, Rex Mays. Injured American golf champion, Ben Hogan. Marcel Cerdan, the former middleweight champion of the world, was killed in a plane crash. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Memories of the great events that have happened during the past 11 years since this program first came on the air. Reviewed on this, our last program of this year of 1949. Reel 4, Arthur Gary.
If you have a problem beard and you can't get a really clean, smooth, comfortable shave, switch to Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. It's one shave cream that really fixes tough whiskers, smooths and sweetens your shave, and leaves your face feeling truly comfortable. Let Bill Stern tell you why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth. Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Tonight I'm in Dallas, Texas, getting ready to broadcast the New Year's Day Cotton Bowl football game between Rice and North Carolina. Next Friday night we'll be back, same time, same stations, from Hollywood, California, where our guest will be the famous motion picture star, Mr. George Raft. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, till next Friday night at this very same time, when we'll be greeting you from Hollywood, California, with George Raft as our guest, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good night from Dallas, Texas.
Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern with stories rare. Somatic Bill's advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill.